All right, baby, for y'all that wasn't here last week, just want to let y'all know this is part two of discussing everything, our finale for season three. This is me and Prince. We are already in session. If you missed last week's episode, go ahead and hit that up. Without further ado, here we go. And we, I'm my bad.
Oh my God. This nigga fucking up all night, man.
We are back.
It's our last podcast, man. Fuck me.
Yeah. So, what we gonna talk about, what we gonna start off with tonight is I was on Netflix today. I was watching Dear White People.
I didn't like that.
You don't like Dear White People?
I thought...
It's a couple of things I like about Dear White People.
Well, right? I didn't like the movie, so I didn't watch the show.
There's a movie?
It's based off... Yeah, they did an old school one. There's a movie, then the show gets based off the movie. But I noticed something that I thought that was weird. I thought the main female character and...
Samantha White.
Yeah. The one she's fucking with a white boy in the show, too, right?
Right.
And the black dude was fucking with a white girl. I noticed that...
Some white girls, but yes.
Again, I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
Again, I don't know the show. I'm talking about the movie.
Okay.
I noticed they seem to be the most functional black people in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the dark-skinned sister, you know, she... Like, even before she started cooning, she was all over the place. And I just noticed that. And it was, like, one of those things that, well, what the fuck are we trying to say here?
Yeah, I'm looking it up right now because I ain't never heard of it. Not the movie. I have not heard of the movie.
So I wasn't interested in the show. But something else is on Netflix that I'm interested in. And as soon as I get home, I'm going to watch the fuck out of this movie.
And that will be...
Dolemite is my name and fucking up motherfuckers is my game.
That's the way he said it?
I took the day, brought back yesterday. Called Monday on Tuesday to tell Wendy don't hassle Thursday on Friday.
That's funny. Called Monday on Tuesday to tell don't hassle Thursday on Friday. Oh, shit. So I'm looking at their white people, too. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But which one of these girls, is it the one in his tan?
I can't see it.
Yeah, I'm going to have to lift
she it. I think she was light-skinned, though. I want to say.
Light-skinned.
I thought it was Tessa Thompson for a second, if I remember back to it.
Bang on it.
Shout out to Valkyrie. Shout out to Asgardians. I know y'all ain't real. Rudy Ray Moore is one of my heroes in life, man.
Since when?
Since I heard the story originally, way before this movie came out. And I guess the story of all, like, of the so-called blaxploitation movies back then.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Hollywood had no place for us. Barely has a place for us now. So all those brothers back then, brothers and sisters, they got together and made their own shit. And I respect that spirit. You know what I'm saying? Why ask to be a part of a society that wants no part of you when you can have your own shit?
And that's what I say. And that's why I've been making my own shit.
Yeah.
Because I really think that's the way we need to go. We need to make our own shit and be, like, we really don't need them.
Yeah.
I mean, you start out things slowly, but eventually... If you're patient, you can make it. Now, it's the one in the tan. Is that Samantha, the main character?
I believe so.
All right, so on the TV show, she shows up as a different character just for one episode.
Okay, so she's... Okay.
One part of one episode so far.
They did do it old school, where, like, the TV show has, like, different actors all together playing the same character.
Yeah, and then the dude that played Everybody Loves Chris, Hates Chris.
Yeah.
He was supposed to come on that same show, but never came. Now, the guy that is standing beside the dark-skinned girl with the blue shirt on, the sweater shirt on, he plays the character in the thing. He plays the dean's son.
So he's not the same guy still, right?
I don't know what he plays in
the movie. I know he had a white girlfriend in the movie.
He had a bunch of white girls in the TV show.
So, okay.
So.
But yeah, I was like, what are you trying to say? Like, only way black people can function is to fuck white people?
That's the way it all is made now, because if you go to Hollywood, all these people in Hollywood, I'm talking about podcasters, everything else, they believe they have to go through people in order to make it. Mm. So in Hollywood now, they go and audition for this, they go and audition for that. In New York, they go and audition for this and that. They have to recommend each other to be in rooms and shit like that. So, I mean, even in Atlanta, like, even though Atlanta is black based, while I was in Atlanta, like, if you're doing music, that's one thing. You can, if you know the right people, you can get into the right places, right? You click up, get to the right places. But if you are doing, like, movies and shit like that, if you're trying to be on a show or a cast like that, either you go work your butt off for years and years and years and end up just being one of those people that keep getting the background cast. extras. And keep getting extras to maybe one day you get on. Or somebody's going to pick you up and you're going to be in it, but it's not an easy thing to do.
Right.
When you have people with enough talent to get together with other minorities and put stuff together, they don't. So it's a person here that did that. Like,
you mean here in Charleston?
Yeah. So I'm not going to call her name out, but that's a person in Charleston who does a magazine. It's a pretty decent magazine. She does an award show, and people comes out to her in an award show. I've been doing music at that time for a minute. We both got egos. So she was looking for somebody to score a movie she was coming out with just like 15 years ago. I was like, I could do that. So we met. Don't know what happened when we met. Everything was good when I left. And then never heard from her again. So I come back to here, and I was like, oh, I'm going to start doing podcasts, whatever like that. She was looking for somebody to help her promote one of her films. I said, hey, you come on my podcast. Okay, everything was good. I sent her a whole bunch of questions. Said, hey, I want you to edit these questions because this is what I'm going to ask you when you come on. Tell me if everything's good, if anything's different. Then let me know, blah, blah, blah. We can work out these questions before we get on because I don't want to make nobody look like a fool. Never heard from him again. Third time. So it's happened like five times between basically 6 months ago and 15 years ago. Right. And she's doing decent. I'm probably, and I could probably help her out a lot with what she's trying to do, but and get her over the hump because I'm very good at the shit that I do.
Right.
But she decided, I don't know if it's because I am who I am. Or I don't know if it's because she did some work with my brother when I was in Atlanta. And my brother fucked some shit up. So my brother burned a whole bunch of bridges while I was gone. So it puts people back when they don't work together. And that's all I'm saying. We especially people that's in South Carolina. If you're in South Carolina, especially if you in Charleston, South Carolina, where even in Columbia you got kind of a connect.
Right.
Because you can easily get the people in Augusta, you get the people in Atlanta.
And yeah, I was Charleston, surprised by that how fast I got to Georgia from Columbia.
It's like less than about an hour from Columbia.
Yeah.
From our hometown where we grew up. I used to go to Augusta every weekend.
Yeah.
My senior year to perform.
Yeah.
45 minutes. So and if I wasn't performing, I was hanging out with my homeboys and getting drunk. We used to get some Coke 45s and some old E's, ride to Georgia and get drunk. But people don't work together anymore. And that's how black exploitation films are. That's how we get stuff like Dolemite or Foxy Brown.
Fucking the Mac.
The Mac.
Willie Dynamite, bro.
Bruce Leroy.
That was late. That was the 80s.
That was the 80s?
Yeah.
But it was still like the end of it was the era.
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah. I guess you could call it the last of those movies.
The last of the Mohicans? No? Okay.
Fucking, who else? Black Godfather.
Yeah.
Oh, that was called. I know what Jim, ex-football player. Not Jim Brown. Fred Williamson played the character. I know that. I want to say it was called Black Godfather.
Action Jackson.
That's the first movie I've ever seen a regular dude, quote unquote regular dude, bust a front flip over a fucking car while I was jumping at him. The Spook Who Sat by the Door. Watch that movie.
I ain't never seen that movie.
Bro, watch that. If you can't find a movie, read that book. But that is a dope-ass story.
So, I'm excited about seeing that out, especially since Eddie Murphy is playing Dolomite.
Yeah, I'm so glad Eddie Murphy's back, man.
And they had somebody else out there that I was like, oh, shit. It's another black actor.
Wesley Snipes is in it, too.
Wesley Snipes. He's the director of that movie, right? He's playing the director of the movie.
He's playing the guy that directed the first Dolomite movie.
He's playing the guy who's playing the guy that's playing the guy.
Man, listen, Marvel needs to go ahead and hire this brother for something, man.
They need to. He was the reason why.
He was the reason Marvel jumped off in the movies.
I was about to say he started it all.
Yeah.
Blade.
Yeah, without Blade, there's no X-Men. Without X-Men, there's no Spider-Man. Without Spider-Man, there's probably no Iron Man, and the rest is history.
And the reason why he started Blade was because they didn't let him do Black Panther.
True?
Yeah, that's how Blade came about. He started out as trying to do a Black Panther movie, stopped it, so he did a Blade movie.
I mean, but the thing is, though, all the black superheroes are, done, unless...
No, they needed to redo Spawn.
They're going
to
redo... No, I'm talking about the Marvel. I think they're going to redo Luke Cage, because they're taking all the Netflix... shows off of Netflix. So I think they're redoing all those heroes. But
No. I want to see Black Captain America.
Isaiah Whitlock. No, it was Isaiah Bradley.
I don't know them people's name, but I want to see Black Captain America.
That was the name of Black Captain America.
Is the reason why I want to see Black Captain America.
No, which one? You want to talk about the Falcon Captain America or the actual first Black, the first Captain America?
I'm going to say any word. I don't know. You see Avengers, right? No, you seen the end of Avengers, right?
But in the comics, there was actually a...
Oh, I ain't talking about the comics. I'm just talking about the end of Avengers.
I didn't read the comics. I just know that before Steve Rogers, there was a black man that was Captain America.
Was Steve Rogers and Duck Dodgers in it, Ken?
I don't think so.
Do you know who Duck Dodgers is?
From the 34th and a half century?
But I'm excited about this 2019... close to black exploitation film.
Bro, I mean...
Film-alike, that's what I'm going to call it, on Netflix.
It's not a film, you know, cause it's more like a dramatic documentary, basically.
Okay.
It's basically a biopic. This is Dolomite straight out of Compton, basically.
Oh, I didn't know it was that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm still going to watch it, probably... Yeah. While I'm writing my essay for
As a matter of fact, if you got
tomorrow.
Amazon Prime, there's not a plug or commercial. Dolomite is on there, actually. The original Dolomite movie.
Oh, that is right. But if you got Netflix, you can watch it for free.
No, none of that. I'm talking about the OG movie, the actual movie.
Oh, okay. And if you know me, you could just come get my DVD and borrow it.
Dolomite, though, has one of the coldest, insults I ever heard in my life.
What is that?
And that's what fuck with me, you no witness born insecure motherfucker. Hey, Dolomite, you ever seen Disco Godfather?
No. Bro. I mean, I don't know. I don't know the names of these movies. All right,
one is he owned a club. And his brother, his nephew, who's actually played by Shonuff in The Last Dragon, got hooked on PCP. And he decided to clean up the streets.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not telling you anymore because this story is fucking tremendous. The funniest thing at this movie, the part of this movie though, is the bad guy, Stinger. He wanted to create a basketball team, and this is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. His goal was to take all the rejects from the NBA, the guys who got cut, and make a basketball team out of them. And he was like, because those guys are gonna be hungry and mad, right?
Right.
So they're gonna want it, but I was like. Stingray, these niggas got cut from the NBA.
Right.
You got a whole team of niggas that got cut. what do you think they're going to do against a team of niggas that made it?
Get their ass whooped.
Right. But that was blaxploitation back then, man. Mm-hmm. Shout out to all the brothers, man. Rudy Ray Moore, Melvin and Mario Van Peebles, Roscoe Orman, Max Julian. I can go on, man.
Yeah, you can go on. Let's talk about bed wenches.
Oh, my God.
You're calling them bed wenches. I think we should coin a new phrase and call them Blair Witches.
Blair Witches. Why you say that? Now, bed wenches is a historical thing.
Okay. So, we'll just call them bed wenches. Let's talk about bed wenches of today.
He just learned his phrase, y'all. That's why we're talking about it.
Yeah. For people that don't know what bed wenches are in 2019, like I didn't until 8 minutes ago,
Basically,
you name one, and I'm gonna name one.
Candace Owens. Just gonna go right there. Jump right there.
Stacey Dash.
Oh my God. Stacey Dash.
So,
you know what though? We can't. Can we call her that? Because she is doing her best to fight the white man.
Get him. Because she married him, and
you
all her
go, Stacey Dash.
What? If you look down Stacey Dash's husband, they all look like one man that went and got either a beard or contacts. Or,
same nigga every time.
So yeah, it's the same.
You saying that she got a type?
It's the same nun nigga every time.
The same nun nigga.
Same nun nigga every time.
So she got a type then.
Yeah, her type is, Massa.
Oh my God.
Bring me to your bedroom.
Oh my God. Shout out to Ken Norton Sr. who started Mandingo, because this entire thing played out. Also, shout out to Jamie Foxx, to Django Unchained.
Why are we shouting them out, though?
I don't know. I feel like the thing is to do.
Stay on subject.
No, but a good example. A good example of a bad wench, historically, is those two movies. Older people who've seen Mandingo and the younger people who've seen Django Unchained. Basically, and Django, that real good-looking dog sister who was always with Calvin, that's a bad wench.
Okay, that's cool.
All right, so basically, like I said, a bad wench is basically the female version of a coon.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know why you're putting that voice on for that, but okay.
I said, ew.
Did you do the Ernest thing?
Ernest P. Word.
Ew. But that's a bad one.
What do you call a black man that's a bad wench type?
I think they call it
the one that's in there, the fuck master wife.
G? I don't know what the fuck.
I was about to say you call him a holiday. Let's move over to the next thing. So, Today is the 25th of October. It's Friday. Kanye West just dropped the album. I saw it on Twitter. I'm not fucking with Kanye West as far as any of that goes, but I was just curious about the album. So I skimmed through the album.
And when he says skim, he means skim.
I really skimmed through the album. I took my professional notes, which was my ears, and listened to 5 to 15 seconds of each song. And there was one song that kind of caught me a little bit. It was the song with Eclipse and Kenny G.
That's just a fucking weird thing to say.
Yeah. But the rest of the album is trash, man.
Yeah.
So I want to say, while everybody's jumping on Kanye's diss, Nick, that album is trash. Jesus is coming, or whatever he called that shit. Jesus is God, or Jesus is King. Whatever that is, that album is trash.
I'm starting to notice something about that.
Yeah, Jesus is King, but that album is trash.
He evokes Christ imagery a lot.
Yeah, because you know that's what go get the Christians. So
no, but I mean it like he invokes Christ imagery, like imposed on himself, superimposed on himself.
But you know that's a narcissistic trait.
That's true.
You impose the image of yourself as people that suffer and all that stuff. So it's kind of like liken it to Jesus, but it could be like Superman, still a baby that came up in a certain situation, and then.
So you're saying he has a messiah complex?
Yeah, Kanye West has.
No, I got a bit of a messiah complex. And
you
I don't, do. I don't.
I mean, you have a bit of a messiah complex. Yeah. You're talking to a guy that has a messiah complex, though.
Like,
but. The only reason I know all this stuff is because I'm trying to figure out what's wrong. What not what's wrong with me, but what category I fall under. What do the thoughts that I have when I found out that everybody didn't have these same thoughts?
Yeah.
Then I started looking it up.
Well, I think what's killing him, at least with people who like I guess like us who are listening to his music a little bit more objectively, is it's starting to feel a little stagnant.
When he came out with them 7 albums last year. Those 7 albums with 7 songs each on it, and That's 35. Was it five? It was five albums with 35 songs, right?
I don't fuck with his music like that anymore.
So it was Nas, Kid Cudi, himself, Clips, and Tina. Is her name Tina Marie?
Talk about Rick James' homegirl?
The one that had a baby by Shrumpert's wife?
I don't know.
Well, who's the girl? The girl that 50 Cent was like, you owe me my money.
Tierra Marie?
And then she was like, I ain't got it.
Tierra Marie, I think her name was.
Yeah, so her.
Well, yeah, because he played a video of her when she was getting, like, no blast, like, you know.
Yeah.
In her face.
Yeah, so.
I ain't seen it.
I followed her for a little while on Instagram because I was like, she got abs. And then I stopped following her because.
I wanted to not see more videos.
But anyway, we was, what was I saying?
You were talking about the seven.
Oh, yeah. So it was five albums. So out of those five albums, he had like two good songs that he made. So
I don't.
And this one is zero. Well, one maybe.
This one is zero.
I don't think I'm gonna go listen to it again.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So he's also saying and getting people all hype. He's trying to promote a baby, basically a children album that he's putting out, and then he's putting out another album for. Jesus is born on Christmas, but
I feel like I wouldn't let my child hear that album.
Right.
I mean, like I said, the first three albums, I love listening to the first three albums. Mm-hmm. Songs off the first three albums. After 808 and Heartbreak, man, it was like.
So I ain't fucked with 808 and Heartbreaks. I didn't fuck with.
When he left the college theme alone, that's when they like, okay, he going left.
Yeah, when the first three that he did?
Yeah, the first three had a college theme. It was Dropout, Late Registration, and Graduation.
Yeah. And then I didn't like 808s. I think, what's the next one? Yeezus?
I don't know. After 808, like, I think that's when I stopped fucking with him, too.
When he had My Dark and Twisted Beautiful Fantasy, that was.
She's like, I like three
songs off that.
Right there. Like, what the fuck is he talking about?
He don't know.
And I don't know. I get it. Artistry, not everybody's supposed to understand an artist. I get that. But I'm not supposed to be perplexed by the fact that you're considering yourself an artist.
Yeah, he wants to be known as the greatest, and he's not going to be known as the greatest. But he's doing the Trump tactic right now. And if you continue saying it, you will eventually convince everybody you are.
You know what it is? It seems like he took all the wrong lessons from Prince.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? It's like when you get like the sizzle but no steak type of thing.
Yeah.
It's like he has all the things that he keeps doing all the things that made Prince noticeable. But he's not doing the things that made Prince did to earn that notoriety.
Right.
Same thing with Michael Jackson too. Again, Michael Jackson was, he's infamous now, I guess, but he earned that infamy though through his work.
And Kanye wants to pop up and promote whatever he's doing and continue to say he's the greatest. Now, I ain't gonna lie, he's very good. Like, I would give him top 20 something.
He's fallen,
as far as artists,
yeah.
Period.
You know, he's fallen into that thing, which is weird for a guy who's in his early to mid 40s. That thing I've said that I got from that movie, Way of the Gun.
Mm-hmm.
People nowadays want to be a criminal more than they want to commit a crime.
Yeah.
He wants to be known for what he's doing more than he wants to do what he's known for.
Right.
And I think that's what you feel. That's why I just left it alone. It was like, I just don't fuck with this anymore.
And on that, we're going to take a break and come back. Got something fun for you. All right, guys, I told you, no commercial breaks. So I understand this was pretty short this time around, but next week it's going to be a little bit longer. You can follow Prince at Mansa Musa the 7th. You can follow Holiday at HOLIDAE 4000. Both of those are on Twitter. Anything that we are doing, you can catch us at www.distractionnetwork.com. You'll be able to check out this show as well as any other show that we start putting up, as well as our YouTube channels. And you can also check out our individual bios to check out our links or social media accounts that you want to follow. Until next time, take care. Be safe. Holla. I'm focused on that finish line. Developing a strong mind. Here's a goal. They stop making my kind. Yeah, I lose sleep, but it's alright, cause I'm on the grind.